Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. Now, I've got some more random, I guess you can call it news, to share with you guys. So I did a little research on the interweb, and I found some stupid that I just had to share with you guys.
Stop it!
I really could not agree more with that guy, because we got a guy who enjoys licking doorbells for some reason, another weirdo who was denied the syringes that were removed from his rectum. Yes, I know. Not to mention a guy who tried to trade a hamburger for sex from an undercover officer. You cannot make this shit up. God, you gotta love the internet. But before that, Smile Squad, I want to remind you guys to call in and share your opinions. You can call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly. Or you can just call to say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Okay, let's get it, y'all. Okay, so we got a guy out in Northern California who was molesting doorbells. Yeah, you heard right. That's actually the best way to describe what this man is doing. And to be honest with you, the next time you hear your doorbell ringing, you might want to be careful before you open it, because you don't want to open the door and find a guy like this who was actually recorded eagerly licking the doorbell of a Northern California resident. Roberto Arroyo, which I'm not sure if I said his name right, but who cares? He licks doorbells. He decided to get to what I would only assume is first base. I'm not really sure for the doorbell, honestly, but the home surveillance camera captured him getting freaky with their doorbell. Now, I'm not even done yet. He was also recorded relieving himself in the front yard. Okay, so let's get this straight. He gave their yard a golden shower and then licked all over their doorbell. Okay, and get this, they still haven't caught him. As of recording this podcast, they haven't caught him. And if you see the video on YouTube, which I'm sure it's there, the video is clear as day and his DNA is literally all over the place. I mean, between the urine and the pee, that's the same thing. The urine and the saliva, you know, and the clear as day, you know, video. I don't understand what the problem is. But when he is apprehended, Roberto will face a prowling charge and theft count because he stole extension cords used in someone's Christmas light display. Now, additionally, since he's on probation, he will also likely to be charged with violating terms of his release conditions because he's also on probation. Yeah. This guy, I don't know if he just goes around peeing on doorbells all willy-nilly. I guess that's a pun if you think about it. But wow. So they know who he is and still haven't picked him up. Really though? I mean, Arroyo's rap sheet includes prior collars for public intoxication, assaults, resisting arrest, and a narcotics possession charge. Well, ladies and gents, isn't he a catch? He's definitely single acting like that, so get in line before someone snatches that prize right on up, huh? Wow. So this next one was weird and random as fuck. Okay, so I got a dude from Florida, obviously. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of weird shit happens there. But he decided to use his ass as a medical storage facility. Now, allow me to explain a bit. So this idiot from Florida had the bright idea to store not one, not two, but three syringes up his butt. Now, police discovered the syringes during a strip search. And I got... what the fuck? Cops arrested Wesley Scott on an outstanding warrant from a drug possession charge. When he took out the syringes and gave them to the jailer, he claimed he found the syringes and that they didn't belong to him.
You sound like an idiot.
I gotta tell you. If, and that's a huge if, okay, but if I were to stuff any syringes up my ass, they damn well better belong to me, okay? Now, of course, police weren't buying that garbage. They charged him with introducing contraband into a correctional facility, which is a felony, and they're holding him for $5,000 bond. That's crazy. I don't, Florida, what the fuck is going on there? Explain this to me. I don't know. So this next one had me completely rolling. We have another Florida story, which honestly does not surprise me in the least anymore. It's not my fault so much weird shit happens in Florida, okay? I didn't make the rules here, okay? We've got a man who attempted to trade oral sex for a hamburger. Yeah, he actually did this with an undercover female officer. Okay, Frank Capone was arrested and charged with misdemeanor prostitution. And, okay, this guy is a complete fucking idiot. And who the hell does he think he is? Okay, I mean, does he honestly think he is so sexy that he can offer a burger instead of cold hard cash for sex? I mean, I like free food too, okay? But come on, man. What I really want to know is, what kind of hamburger was it? I mean, are we talking a Big Mac? Are we talking like an In-N-Out burger, a Shake Shack burger, a Five Guys burger? What? Like, the fat girl in me needs to know. Okay? Wow, what a fucking idiot. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you chose, because your Audible boo thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You know what? Pretty much anywhere podcasts are available, I's there, okay? Because your Audible boo thing certainly gets around. Audibly speaking. You like what I did there? Yeah, I loved it. That's why I said it. Well, we certainly had some strange stories today. I definitely look forward to what else Florida brings us. Once again, that shit is not my fault. But call in. Let me know which weirdo weirded you out the most. The doorbell licker, the dude who turned his ass into a medical storage facility, or the dude who decides to trade burgers for sex. Oh, God, we have some strange people living amongst us, don't we? 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Speaking of call-ins, let's go ahead and listen to a few.
Hey, Hey there, it is Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul, and I just wanted to thank you so very much for including me in your New Year's show. I hope you are off to a great start in 2019. I know I am. I'm cutting back a little bit on my podcasting, actually. When I first got on this Anchor platform, they really encouraged us to podcast as much as we could, because that put us up in the wheel so people would notice us more. And that was the whole point at the time. But now, I'm trying to work on the quality of the podcast that I'm putting out there. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's time-consuming, but I think it's worth it. Tomorrow's Wacky Wednesday. Oh, my God. Bring your earplugs. It's kind of crazy. Okay, bye.
That was Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul, who is another amazing podcaster who uses the Anchor app as well. And she's right. You know, if you want your content to be discovered, you got to keep putting out that content. But I got to tell you, Anchor certainly does make it so much easier to get your podcast content out there. You know, and this is not a sponsored ad. I'm literally saying this because it's true. And it's a lot of fun. And anybody, and I mean anybody, can have a podcast, you know, and the Anchor is the easiest way to go, you know. So make sure you guys check out Maria's podcast channel, Strong Body, Strong Soul. She is amazing, and she definitely knows what she's talking about, and she has a very soothing voice. Maria, thank you so much once again for joining me on my New Year's podcast. If you guys want to check that out, it is actually the podcast that I did before this one, so it should be easy to find. Thank you so much, Maria, and I will talk with you soon.
Hey, it's me, Reina, and I favorited your podcast as well as, I guess that means I'm following it on here. I'm learning this whole thing. But yeah, I don't know why my podcast didn't come up for you, but I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, talk to me, give me some feedback or not, whatever you want to do. Thank you, though. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rain. She is a new podcaster to the Anchor app, and she is, she's trying to learn her way around the app. And once you get it figured out, it really isn't that hard. So you just stick to your guns, girl, because you're going to love that. And if you guys are interested in a podcast about music and everything music, you definitely want to check out her podcast, Behind the Voice with Rain Christine Sound On. I hope I pronounced everything correctly. So definitely make sure you check out her podcast. She's new to Anchor, but she's doing a great job, and I really enjoy, you know, behind the scenes of music, which is really interesting, you know. And and thank you for favoriting my podcast. One, that's awesome. And yes, that does mean you're following me. Favoriting on Anchor is equivalent to like following someone on Instagram or being someone's friend on Facebook. It's the same thing. So I really, really appreciate that. And good luck with your podcast.
Hey, Smiles, it's Casper from Massachusetts. I listened to the Resolutions podcast. It was phenomenal, awesome. So I have a question. What do you think of the Bird Box Challenge? I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Anywho, if you've seen any of those memes about people wandering aimlessly under blindfolds into the street and getting hit and getting injured, not a really good idea. As someone who navigates with a white cane, I would absolutely discourage that immediately. You can't possibly go out into the streets under shades with no sort of cane or something. And that's just my perspective. But what do you think of this Bird Box Challenge? I think it's just pretty much thinning the herd of silly people injuring themselves. Anywho, have a great day.
Yeah. Yes, Casper from Massachusetts. Thank you so much for calling in again. I'm loving it when y'all call in. It makes me feel listened to and safe inside. You calling in is my safe place. But yeah, thank you so much for joining in on that episode of, you know, our New Year's resolutions. I really, really, really enjoyed making that content with you guys. And I definitely plan to do more podcasts that include you, the listeners, you know, so that's definitely in my plans for 2019. And as for the Bird Box challenge, I gotta be honest with you, I have not seen the movie yet. I know, I'm late as hell, but I didn't see Scarface till I was in college, so you gotta leave me alone here. It's not my fault. But yeah, I do think that the Bird Box challenge is stupid. Just like, you know, it was stupid to have that challenge where you set yourself on fire in a shower, or when you eat Tide Pods, or whatever dumbass challenge the internet will come up with so that people can chase the fame of stupidity. I don't know. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of these people are doing these stupid ass things because they want to be noticed. They want to get that notoriety on the internet as, you know, being viral. And that just happens to be the dream of most of America's youth. Not even the youth. There are grown ass adults doing this stupid shit too. So everybody wants to be noticed and feel like they're important. And I understand it. But I feel like there are better ways than eating, you know, poison Tide Pods or being struck by a semi because I was too dumb to cross the street without a blindfold on my face. I don't know. I agree with you, man. It is very dumb, you know, and you're right. We're thinning out the herd of what you said is silly, but what I say, we're kind of thinning out the herd of dumbasses. I'm just going to be a little more blunt than you. You're so much kinder than I am. I, for one, have done the Bird Box challenge, but it was not on purpose. It was like 2 a.m, completely dark in my apartment. I was too sleepy to think to turn on the light, so I found my way to the toilet in the dark. It was not on purpose. okay, but that bruise I got when my foot, when my shin hit the table, that was real. So, and I live in a studio apartment, so I should know where the hell I'm going, you know? So if I can't do that at night in my own apartment, you damn sure shouldn't be doing it in the streets. So, all right, don't be stupid. It's a quote that I took from Philip DeFranco. It's a beautiful quote. It's encouraging. It's smart. And it, just don't be stupid. Thank you so much for calling in, Casper. And for the rest of you that want to call in, don't forget you can call in. And the number is 805-664-1828. If you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to this station, Professionally Silly, thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to go ahead and check out hashtag Smile Squad and hashtag Professionally Silly. Yay! And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new podcast. So that's going to be fun. And if you're curious about this female goddess voice flowing through your speakers and or headphones, follow me on my other social media platforms. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and many, many others. And the best part is I have clickable links in the description box of every last one of my YouTube videos for my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So, yes, I'm very easy to find. And if you don't have TikTok, trust me when I say it's fun as fuck. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So follow me, Amber Smiles Jones, and let's laugh together. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And I would love it, love it, love it, love it if you guys left a review on my podcast, because I want to know what you think. I want to know what I should change, what ideas you have. Let's work together. I would also love if you guys would call in and share your opinions about the topics that we discuss here. So feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Call in and tell me which episode you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.